الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. نتابع قراءتنا لعقيدة السنة الجماعة بعد ما استراح المترجم قليلا.
We start reading again from the عقيدة السنة والجماعة after the translator has took a break.
قال شيخنا رحمه الله تعالى.
Our Shaykh, may Allah have mercy on him, he said.
ونؤمن بأن الله عز وجل لا تدركه الأبصار، أي لا تحيط به الأبصار، وهو يدرك الأبصار، وهو اللطيف الخبير.
And we believe that Allah Ta'ala said, as he said, لا تدركه الأبصار. Vision does not perceive him, nor does he perceive. Vision does not perceive him, and he perceives all vision. And he is the subtle, the knowledgeable.
وقوله جل وعلا وهو اللطيف الخبير، اللطيف الذي يعلم الأشياء الدقيقة، والخبير الذي يعلم الأشياء الظاهرة.
And his, whatever Allah said that he is اللطيف, that he knows the detailed things, and خبير he knows the obvious things.
ولو اجتمع اسم العليم مع الخبير قال صار العليم معناه الأشياء الظاهرة والخبير الأشياء الدقيقة.
And if عليم and خبير were to be put together, then عليم means the obvious outer things and خبير means the inner, the detailed things.
والله عز وجل لا تدرك الأبصار، لا تحيط الأبصار لعظمته.
And Allah عز وجل vision does not perceive them because of his greatness.
وكونه جل وعلا تدرك الأبصار لا يعني أنه لا يراه المؤمنون في الجنة يوم القيامة.
And the statement that Allah made said that vision does not perceive him does not mean that the believers will not be able to see him in the day of judgment.
لأن الإدراك غير النظر.
Because that this term إدراك is different than looking.
ولما بين الشيخ بأن الله لا تدرك الأبصار قال بأن المؤمنين يرون ربهم يوم القيامة.
And he explained after that when he mentioned this verse that the vision does not perceive them, he said that and they believe that they, the believers, will see their Lord in the day of judgment.
كما قال تعالى وجوه يومئذ ناظرة، أي من النظارة والبهاء والسرور، مشرقة متهللة يومئذ يعني يوم القيامة في الجنة.
As Allah says, وجوه يومئذ ناظرة، faces in the day of judgment will be brightened. And to its Lord it will be looking.
إلى ربها ناظرة، يعني ترى الله عز وجل وتنظر إليه في الجنة.
To its Lord, إلى ربها ناظرة، to its Lord it will be looking, it will be looking to Allah عز وجل in الجنة.
وهذا أعظم نعيم يعطي الله عز وجل إياه أهل الجنة، النظر إلى وجه الله الكريم.
And this is the greatest pleasure that Allah will give the people of Jannah in Jannah, that they will be able to look at Allah's, they will be able to see Allah.
بعدما ذكر الشيخ رحمه الله جملة من صفات الله عز وجل وليس كلها، لم يجمع أو يذكر كل الصفات الواردة في الكتاب والسنة لله.
And after the Shaykh, he mentioned some of the attributes that belong to Allah, not all of it, just some of it that is mentioned in the Kitab and the Sunnah.
قال ونؤمن بأن الله تعالى لا مثيل له لكمال صفاته، لأنه كامل في صفاته، فما في أحد المخلوقين مثله.
He said that we believe that Allah تعالى doesn't have any equal in His, none is similar to him in his because of his perfect attribute.
كما قال تعالى ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. وقلنا بالأمس بأن هذه الآية قاعدة في باب الأسماء والصفات، فنفى أن يكون مثله شيء وأثبت له السمع والبصر.
And then he said, and he then brought what Allah said, ليس كمثله شيء. Nothing is like him or similar to him. And he is the all-hearing, the all-seeing. And we said yesterday that this verse is a principle in understanding the names and attributes of Allah, because the first part of it negates that Allah is like him of any of his creation, and the second part of it affirms to Allah the attributes.
قال ونؤمن بأنه لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم لكمال حياته وقيوميته، لأنه كامل في حياته كامل في قيوميته، فلذلك لا تأخذ سنة ولا نوم.
And we believe that that lahi, Allah la ta'khudhuhu, doesn't take him slumber or sleep, and that is because he is perfect in his life and in his sustaining. Because his life is complete, doesn't come in between any slumber or sleep, and because he sustains, his sustaining is perfect, doesn't have any slumbers or sleepness.
وذلك لأن الله عز وجل إذا نفع عن نفسه صفة فإنما ينفيها عن نفسه لأنه يتصف بكمال ضدها يعني بعكسها الكامل.
And that is because when Allah he denies to himself an attribute, he affirms the opposite one to himself.
فكونه لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم لا لأنه غير قادر على النوم.
So when he denied to himself that he has slumberness or sleepness, that does not mean that he is not able to do to sleep.
ولا لأنه غير قابل للنوم.
Or that he is not able to sleep.
وإنما لأنه كامل في حياته.
But it is because he is perfect in his life.
فيقال عن المريض، المريض يقول أنا لا أنام.
So it will be said about the sick person, he will say, I don't sleep.
لماذا لا ينام المريض؟ لأنه غير قادر على النوم.
Why doesn't the sick person sleep? Because he's not able to do that.
ويقال عن الجدار لا ينام.
And it is said about the wall that it does not sleep.
لأن الجدار غير قابل للنوم.
Because the sleep does not have the ability to, the wall does not have the ability to sleep.
أما الله عز وجل لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم، لا لأنه غير قادر على النوم كالمريض.
And as for Allah, it is said that He does not take him any slumberness or sleepness. Not because he is not able to sleep like the sick person.
ولا لأنه غير قابل للنوم كالجدار.
Or it is not that he doesn't have the ability to sleep like the wall.
وإنما لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم لكمال حياته.
But it does not take him any slumberness or sleepness because of his perfect life.
وهكذا جميع الصفات التي ننفيها الله عن نفسه.
And that goes for all the attributes that Allah denies for himself.
لا لأنه غير قادر على أن يفعلها.
It is not that Allah is not able to do it.
ولا لأنه غير قابل لأن يفعلها.
Or doesn't have the ability to do it.
ولكن لكمال صفاته.
But it is because of his because of his perfect attributes.
مثال هذا النوم.
Example of that is this sleepness.
نفاه عن نفسه لكمال حياته.
Allah has denied it to himself because of his, the perfection of his life.
أعطيكم مثالا آخر.
I will give you another example.
الله عز وجل لا يظلم.
Allah does not transgress.
نفع عن نفسه الظلم فقال ولا يظلم ربك أحدا.
He denied oppression about for himself and he said, your Lord does not transgress upon anybody.
لماذا ربنا جل وعلا يظلم أحدا؟
Why is it that Allah does not oppress anybody?
لماذا؟
Why?
من يقول؟
Who can say?
شنو ضد العدل؟ ضد الظلم. إذا لكمال عدله.
Because he has the opposite attribute of perfection with his justice.
فالله لا يظلم لكمال عدله.
So Allah does not transgress or oppress because he has the perfect attribute of justice.
فالإنسان الضعيف لا يظلم.
The person who is weak is not he does not transgress.
لعدم قدرته على الظلم.
Because he is not able to transgress.
والجدار لا يظلم.
And this wall does not transgress.
لأنه غير قابل للظلم.
Because the wall is not able.
ولكن
the ability to perform injustice.
ولكن الله لا يظلم.
But Allah he does not transgress.
لا لأنه غير قادر على الظلم كالضعيف.
Not it is because he is not able to oppress like the weak.
ولا لأنه غير قابل للظلم كالجدار.
Or because he does not have the quality or ability like the wall.
وإنما لكمال عدله.
But it is because of his perfect justice.
وهكذا كلما نفى الله عن نفسه صفة.
And that is how and whenever Allah he denies an attribute to himself.
فيستلزم هذا النفي لهذه الصفة.
So then it requires to negate this attribute to him.
صفة كمال ضد الصفة عكس الصفة التي نفاها.
An opposite attribute opposite to this attribute that he negated.
سيأتي مثال آخر مثال آخر.
We will see now another example.
فقال الشيخ رحمه الله ونؤمن بأنه لا يعجزه شيء في السماوات ولا في الأرض.
So the Sheikh said that we believe that nothing stops him in the heavens or in the earth.
لماذا لا يعجزه شيء في السماوات ولا في الأرض؟ قال لكمال علمه وقدرته.
Why is it that nothing can stop him to do anything he wants in the heavens or in the earth? It is because of his perfect knowledge and perfect power and ability.
لأن الواحد يعجز ويتعب.
Because the person is not able to and he gets tired to do.
إما لنقص في علمه.
Because he doesn't have the knowledge in that matter.
أو نقص في قدرته.
Because he doesn't have the ability and power.
فلو ذهب وعنده قدرة وعنده سيارة ليركبها إلى عنوان لا يعرفه ولا يهتدي إليه.
So if he has the ability and he went with his car to a place that he doesn't have the address for,
لعجز عن الوصول إليه.
He would have not been able to reach that place.
وتعب وهو يبحث عنه.
And he would get tired and he's looking for it.
لأنه لا يعلم ما هو العنوان ما هو الطريق.
Because he doesn't have the knowledge where is the address and where is the way to get to it.
وقد يريد أن يذهب مثلا إلى قمة الجبل.
And maybe he wants to go to the top of the mountain.
فيعجز ويتعب.
And he will not be able to, and he will get tired.
وعارف الطريق وعارف الهدف.
He knows where is his goal and where to go.
لكن ما عنده قدرة لأن يرقى إلى أعلى الجبل.
But he does not have the ability to do that.
فالعجز والتعب.
So being not able to do something out of tiredness.
ناتج أحيان عن قلة العلم.
Sometimes it comes because of the lack of knowledge.
وأحيان ناتج عن قلة القدرة.
Sometimes it comes because lack of power.
وأحيان ناتج عن قلة العلم والقدرة.
And sometimes it comes because of lack of power and knowledge.
فإذا قال الله عز وجل ولا يعجزه شيء.
So if Allah says nothing will stop him.
لماذا لا يعجزه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء؟
Why is it that nothing will stop him from whatever he wants to do in the heavens or on the earth?
لكمال علمه وقدرته.
Because of his perfect knowledge and ability and power.
قال تعالى إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون.
It is his order that if he wants something, or his decree that if he wants something, he will order and he will say be and it will become.
وبأنه لا يلحقه تعب ولا إعياء.
And also that nothing, that he does not get tired or feel of illness.
لماذا?
Why?
لكمال قوته.
Because of his perfect power.
قال الله تعالى ولقد خلقنا السماوات والأرض وما بينهما في ستة أيام وما مسنا من لغوب أي من تعب ولا أعياء ما تعبنا.
Allah says, and surely we have created the heavens and the earth and whatever is between them in 6 days, and tiredness did not touch us. And the word lughub that is used in this verse means that nor tiredness nor illness.
وَنُؤْمِنُ بِثُبُوتِ كُلِّ مَا أَثْبَتَ اللَّهُ لِنَفْسِهِ أي في كتابه.
And we believe in everything that Allah has affirmed, that Allah affirmed to himself.
وأثبته له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أي في سنته.
That Allah affirmed to himself or his prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم affirmed to himself in his sunnah.
من الأسماء والصفات أي من أسماء الحسنى وصفاته العليا.
Amongst the names and attributes.
لماذا نؤمن بكل ما أثبت الله لنفسه وأثبت له رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
Why do we believe in everything that he affirmed to himself and his messenger affirmed for him?
لأن الله عز وجل أعلم بنفسه من خلقه فما قال عن نفسه له أن له من صفتي كذا وكذا وكذا قلنا لله كذا وكذا كما قال عن نفسه.
And that is because Allah is more knowledgeable about himself from others. So wherever he said to that about himself that and that and that, then we said he has that and that and that.
ولماذا نؤمن بكل ما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأخبر به عن ربه جل وعلا؟
And why do we believe in everything that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told about his Lord?
لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم صادق مصدق.
And that is because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is truthful in what he's saying and he is believed by others.
هو صادق بنفسه.
He is truthful by himself.
والله يصدقه ويقر على ما يقول عن ربه جل وعلا.
And Allah believes him and whatever and believes him and supports him in whatever he says about his Lord.
فالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم ما ينطق عن الهوى يعني لا يتكلم من هوى نفسه.
And that is because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم does not talk with his own desire.
إن هو إلا وحي يوحى يعني ما هو إلا وحي تعليم من الله أوحى به إليه.
It is all but revelation. Meaning Allah revealed and taught him through revelation.
ومع إيماننا بكل ما أثبت الله لنفسه وأثبته لرسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم
and with our belief to everything that Allah have approved and affirmed to himself and his prophet did so.
يقول شيخنا لكننا نتبرع من محظورين عظيمين نحذر منهما.
But we free ourselves from two very dangerous two matters.
الأولهما التمثيل. أي لا نقول بقلوبنا أو بلساننا أن صفات الله تعالى كصفات المخلوقين.
The first thing is التمثيل, which is to say in our heart or in our tongues that the attributes of Allah is similar to the attributes of His creation.
فالله عز وجل لا يماثل أحدا من خلقه.
So because Allah Azza wa Jal is not similar and is not like any of His creation.
ولا أحد من الخلق يماثل الله.
And none among the creation is like Allah.
لكن ما الذي يقع من الناس أكثر؟
But what falls into a lot of the people more than that?
تمثيل الخالق بالمخلوق.
Is it that they make the creator like the creation?
أم تمثيل المخلوق بالخالق?
Or to make that creation like the creator?
وهل بينهما فرق?
Is there between them a difference?
بين تمثيل الخالق بالمخلوق?
Between making the creator like the creation?
وتمثيل المخلوق بالخالق?
Or making the creation like the creator?
هل بينهما فرق?
Is there a difference between them?
هذان سؤالان.
Those are two different questions.
السؤال الأول.
The first question.
أيهما يقع أكثر?
Which of them falls more?
يمثلون الناس المخلوق بالخالق.
They make the people similar to the creator.
أم يمثلون الخالق بالمخلوق.
Or they make the creator like the creature.
السؤال الثاني.
The second question.
هل هناك فرق?
Is there a difference?
بين تمثيل الخالق بالمخلوق.
Is there a difference between making the creator similar to the creation?
وتمثيل المخلوق بالخالق.
And making the creation similar to the creator.
أما السؤال الأول.
As for the first question.
فالجواب عليه.
The answer for this.
أن الذي يقع كثيرا عند الناس.
That whatever happens a lot amongst people.
تمثيل المخلوق بالخالق.
They make that creature like that creator.
لا تمثيل الخالق بالمخلوق.
And it's not that they make the creator like that creation.
لأن لا يمكن أن يلتبس الخالق والمخلوق.
Because it is not possible that happens a confusion between the creator and the creation.
لكن عند المشركين.
But among those the مشركين.
يمثلون المخلوق بالخالق.
They make the creature like the creator.
أما السؤال جواب على السؤال الثاني.
As the answer for the second question.
ما هو السؤال الثاني?
What is the second question?
هل هناك فرق?
Is there a difference
بين تمثيل الخالق بالمخلوق
between making the creator like his creation
وتمثيل المخلوق بالخالق
and making the creation like the creator?
نعم بينهما فرق.
Yes, there is a difference.
الفرق ما هو?
What is that difference?
الذي يصف الخالق بصفات المخلوقين الذي يصف الخالق بصفات المخلوقين
the one that attributes that creator with the attributes of the creation.
فهذا يقال عنه وصف مثل الخالق بالمخلوق.
That is the one that is said that he made the creator like the creation.
مثاله.
An example.
كقول اليهود.
Like the statement of the Jews.
إن الله فقير.
Allah is poor.
فالله عز الغني.
Allah is غني. Allah is rich and is not in need.
وصفه بأنه فقير.
They attribute to him that he is poor and in need.
ومن هو الفقير?
And who is the poor?
المخلوق.
The creature.
كما قال الله تعالى يا أيها الناس أنتم الفقراء إلى الله والله الغني الحميد.
As Allah Azza wa Jal says, O people, you are the poor, that though you are in need for Allah, and Allah is the غني. He is not in need, and Hamid is in praise.
فمن قال الله عز وجل فقير.
So whoever says that Allah is poor.
مثل الخالق بالمخلوق.
He made that creature. He made that creator like the creature.
وكقولهم أيضا.
And like what they said also.
يد الله مغلولة.
That the hands of Allah is stingy and tight.
فمن قال يد الله مغلولة
so whoever said the hands of Allah are tight
أي وصف الله بالبخل
he attributed to Allah
فقد مثل الخالق بالمخلوق
he attributed to Allah that he is stingy then he have made the creator like the creature
أما من مثل المخلوق بالخالق
and for those who made the creatures like the creator.
فهذا كمن وصف المخلوق.
That's like the one who gave to the creature
بصفات الخالق.
With an attribute for the creator.
وهذا أمثلته كثيرة.
And there's a lot of examples about that.
فمن قال المخلوق يعلم الغيب.
So whoever says that this creature, he knows about the unseen.
الله يقول عن نفسه.
Allah says about himself.
قل لا يعلم من في السماوات والأرض الغيب إلا الله.
None knows in the heavens and the earth unseen except for Allah.
والله يقول عن نفسه.
And Allah says about himself.
عالم الغيب.
He is the knower of the unseen.
فمن قال المخلوق الفلاني.
So whoever said that this specific person or creature.
يعلم الغيب.
He knows the unseen.
فماذا فعل؟
So what did he do?
من يقول ماذا فعل؟
Who said what did he do?
مثل المخلوق بالخالق.
He made that creature similar to that creator.
ومن قال إن المخلوق.
And whoever said that the creature.
ينفع ويضر.
He benefits and he harms.
فهذا مثل المخلوق بالخالق.
Then he has made the creature like that creator.
ومن قال المخلوق.
And whoever said that the creature
يستحق العبادة,
he deserves worship.
فيذبح له القرابين الذبائح,
then he will slaughter for him something to get closer to him.
وينذر له,
and he will make bows for him.
ويخاف منه,
and he fears him.
ويرجوه,
and he hopes.
ويدعوه ويسأله ويطلب منه,
and he asks him and he calls him and supplicate to him.
فماذا فعل هذا؟
So what did this person do?
صرف العبادة.
He directed worship
للمخلوق.
To the creature.
مع أن العبادة.
Although worship.
حق للخالق.
Right for the creator.
فكل مشرك.
So every mushrik who associates partners of Allah.
عبد مخلوقا.
Worship a creature.
أي مخلوق.
Whatever it is.
فهذا في حقيقة أمره.
Then this person in reality.
مثل المخلوق.
He made that creature.
بالخالق.
Like that creator.
واضح هذا؟
Is this point clear?
لذلك يوم القيامة.
That is why in the day of judgment.
الكفار إذا دخلوا النار.
The disbelievers when they enter fire.
يقولون عن آلهتهم الباطلة.
They would say about their false gods.
يقسمون بالله فيقول تالله إن كنا لفي ضلال مبين.
They swear by Allah that we were in severe misguidance.
إذ نسويكم برب العالمين عندما في الدنيا سويناكم برب العالمين.
That we made you, we were in clear misguidance, that we made you equivalent to the Lord of the world.
كيف سواهم في الدنيا مع رب العالمين؟
How did they make them equivalent to the Lord?
كيف سوا أصنام والأوثان والصالحين والأولياء في رب العالمين؟
How did they make these idols and statues and the righteous people equivalent to Allah, to the Lord of the world?
هل قالوا عن أصنامهم وآلهتهم وأوليائهم بأنهم يخلقون كما يخلق الله؟
Did they say that they create like Allah creates?
هل قالوا هذا خالق والله خالق؟
Did they say Allah is the creator and this is the creator?
كلا وإنما.
No, but indeed they said.
ساووهم لما صرفوا لهم العبادة.
They made them equal when they directed worship to them.
كما هي لله عز وجل.
Like it is to Allah عز وجل.
واستمعوا إلى قول الله تبارك وتعالى.
And listen to what Allah عز وجل said.
ومن الناس من يتخذ من دون الله أندادا يحبونهم. كحب الله.
And among the people that take partners and make them equivalent to they love them as they love Allah.
هل المشركون يحبون الله؟
Do the mushrikeen love Allah?
ما الجواب على هل المشركون يحبون الله؟ نعم يحبون الله.
Yes they do, they love Allah.
لكنهم يحبون الأنداد مع الله.
But they also love those who they took equivalent to Allah with Allah.
كحب الله.
Like they love Allah.
فلا تفهم يا عبد الله يا مسلم.
So don't understand, say Allah Muslim.
أن كل واحد يحب الله فهو مسلم مؤمن.
That every person who loves Allah he is a believer and he is a Muslim.
فالمشركون يحبون الله.
Because of the mushrikeen they love Allah.
ولكن يحبون المخلوق كحب الله.
But they love also the creature like they love Allah.
فمثلوا من بمن.
So who did they make like to which to who?
مثل المخلوق بالخالق.
They made that creature like that creator.
ونحن نعتقد أهل السنة والجماعة.
And we, أهل السنة والجماعة, we believe.
نحن المسلمون.
We Muslims.
كما أخبرنا الله عز وجل.
Like Allah has told us.
بأن الله ليس كمثله شيء.
That Allah has no nothing similar to him.
فنبرأ. ونحذر
so we free ourselves
من أن يقول أحدنا بقلبه أو لسانه
that any of us would say in his heart or his tongue
أن صفات الله تعالى كصفات المخلوقين
that the attributes of Allah تعالى is similar to the attributes of his creation
وأما المحظور الثاني
as for the second thing that is dangerous
عند أهل السنة والجماعة
to أهل السنة والجماعة
التكييف ومعنى التكييف
التكييف and the meaning of تكييف
أي أن نذكر الله كيفية معينة
that we mention to Allah in a specific way
ونحن نقول الله عز وجل لا يجوز أن نكيفه نقول الله بالكيفية الفلانية
and it is not permissible for us to say that Allah he is in that shape or that form or that way
ليس معنى هذا أن الله ليس له كيفية
that does not mean that Allah has a form howness That does not mean that Allah has a howness.
لأن الله لو لم يكن له كيفية.
Because if Allah he doesn't have, if Allah does not have how.
تليق به.
That suits him.
لكان معدوما.
He will be nothing.
فهو له كيفية تليق به سبحانه وتعالى.
And he has a way how that he suits him.
لكن نحن لا نتقول على الله ونفتري على الله.
But we don't say about Allah and lie about Allah.
ونقول الله بالكيفية الفلانية.
And we say that Allah He is in that way or that form, that how.
لماذا لا نقول ذلك؟
Why don't we say that?
لأن لا نحيط بالله علما.
Because we know everything about Allah.
فكيف نقول الله كذا وكذا كيفيته؟
So how can we say Allah He is like that and like that the way He is?
ونحن لا نحيط به علما.
And we don't have the knowledge about Him.
وإن الإنسان
and a human being,
إذا أراد أن يعرف كيفية شيء ما
if he wants to know how of something,
فلا بد له من طريق واحد على الأقل
then he has a place to, for one way,
من ثلاثة طرق
then he has three ways
فلا بد له أقل شيء واحد من ثلاثة طرق
so at least he has to know for one way out of three.
ليعرف طريقة شيء ما.
That he knows that model T or the way something is.
إما أن يراه.
It's either he sees him.
حتى يعرف كيفيته.
That he will know how it is.
وإما أن يرى مثيلا له.
Or he has to see something that is equivalent to it.
حتى يقيس عليه فيعرف كيفيته.
That he will measure it to it and he will know how it is.
وإما أن يسمع صفاته عن خبر عنه كيف هو.
Or he would hear some news about it how it is.
فحينئذ يعرف كيف الشيء الفلاني.
Then he will know how that thing is.
فإذا قيل فلان عنده سيارة.
So if it is said that this person he has a car.
مصطفى عنده car.
مصطفى has a car.
فنقول كيف سيارة مصطفى كيف؟
So we say how is the car of Mustafa's car?
فإما أن نذهب وننظر إلى سيارته.
So it is either that we go and we look at it.
أو يقال لنا سيارة مصطفى كسيارة أمير.
Or it is said to us that the car of Mustafa is like the car of Amir.
ونحن قد رأينا سيارة أمير.
And we have seen Amir's car.
فعرفنا كيف سيارة مصطفى من خلال نظرنا إلى سيارة. كسيارة مصطفى
and we understood how does Mustafa's car is because we've seen something which is similar to Mustafa's car
الطريق الثالث
the third way
أن يقول لنا أحد
that somebody comes to us and say
سيارة مصطفى
the car of Mustafa
كذا وكذا وكذا صفاتها
it is like that and like that and like that
طولها كذا ولونها كذا
it has that color and it has that length
ومن الموديل الفلاني والطراز الفلاني
and that model and that year
لكن بط
but
لو لم نرى سيارة مصطفى
If we haven't seen Mustafa's car.
ولم نرى سيارة مثل سيارة مصطفى.
And we haven't seen a car which is similar to Mustafa's car.
ولم يخبرنا أحد عن سيارة مصطفى.
And nobody has told us about Mustafa's car.
فحينئذ لن نعرف كيف سيارته.
Then it is not possible that we know how is his car.
مع أن السيارة مخلوقة ومثلها سيارات كثيرة.
Although this car is like a created thing and there's many cars which is like it.
لكن لما لم نرها ولم نرى نظيرا لها.
But since we didn't see it and we didn't see something which is equivalent or similar to it,
ولم يخبرنا أحد كيف هي,
and nobody told us how it is,
عجزنا أن نعرف كيف سيارتها.
We were not able to know how it is.
وهذه سيارة لمصطفى.
And this is a car belongs to Mustafa.
فكيف بصفات الله عز وجل؟
So what about the attributes of Allah عز وجل؟
فنحن لن نرى الله عز وجل حتى نقول كيف هو.
We have not seen Allah to say how he is.
ولم نرى نظيرا لله حتى نقيس عليه, إذ أن الله لا نظير له أصلا.
And we have not seen something which is equivalent to Allah to say to measure him upon that, because Allah, he does not have anything that is equivalent to him.
وأخبرنا الله في كتابه عن نفسه أن له صفات.
And Allah told us in his book that he has attributes.
وأخبرنا رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته بأن لله صفات.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he told us that he has some attributes.
لكن لم يخبرنا الله عز وجل ولا رسول الله كيف الله كيف صفاته.
But the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, no Allah, they tell us how are these attributes like.
فما موقفنا حينئذ؟
So what is our view now?
يجب علينا أن نسكت.
We have to stay quiet.
وأن نتوقف.
Have to stop.
فلا نقول الله كذا وكذا صفات كيفيته.
So we don't say Allah he is like that and like that in his modality. Modality.
ولو قال قائلنا الله بالكيفية الفلانية.
And if it said that Allah he is in that shit, how?
لكذب على الله وافترى على الله.
And he has said lies about Allah.
وسنقول له لماذا تقول الله بالكيفية الفلانية.
And we will tell him, why are you saying Allah he is in that way and that modality.
وصفاته بالكيفية الفلانية.
And his attributes are in that how.
وأنت لم ترى الله.
And you haven't seen Allah.
ولم ترى نظيرا له تقيس عليه إلا أنه لا نظير له.
And you haven't seen something which is similar or equivalent to Allah to measure that on Allah.
وليس عندك خبر من الكتاب والسنة كيف الله.
And you do not have news from the book of the Sunnah.
فعرف
tell you about how is that the views is like.
فأنت مفتري على الله كاذب على الله.
Then you are saying great lies about Allah.
عندما قلت الله بالكيفية الفلانية.
When you said Allah is in that how.
والقول على الله بلا علم.
And talking about Allah without knowledge.
من أكبر الكبائر.
From the major sins.
ومما يأمر به الشيطان.
And the west from the orders of Satan.
لذلك يقول الله عز وجل.
That's why Allah عز وجل he says.
قل إنما حرم ربي الفواحش.
Say Allah have made the haram, have prohibited the fawahish, the evil thing.
ما ظهر منها وما بطن.
Whatever,
الظاهر والمخفي.
Whatever appears from it clear and whatever is hidden.
والبغي بغير اسم أي القتل.
And killing without any right.
وأن تشركوا بالله ما لم ينزل به سلطانا.
And you associate with Allah that he never revealed.
وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون. حرم ربي كذا وكذا وكذا وحرم. وأن تقولوا على الله ما لا تعلمون.
And that you say about Allah without any knowledge. So Allah says حرم, he made حرام. He made prohibited.
الآن سأسأل سؤال.
Now I'm going to ask a question.
هل لله كيفية؟
Does Allah have a modality?
نعم له كيفية تليق به.
He has a modality that suits him.
ولكن لا نحيط به علما.
But we are not able to understand it and to comprehend it.
لا نعرف كيف الله عز وجل.
We do not know how is Allah is.
ولا كيف ذاته.
Or how his essence is.
ولا كيف صفاته.
Or how his attributes are.
نؤمن بأن له هذه الصفات.
We believe that he has these attributes.
التي أخبر بها عن نفسه في كتابه.
That he told us about it. In his book.
وأخبر عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في سنته.
And his prophet he told us about it in his sunnah.
لكن لا نعرف كيف هي.
But we don't know how it is.
لماذا لا نعرف كيف هي صفات الله.
Why we don't know how it is that the attributes of Allah.
من يعرف يرفع يده.
Who knows, raise his hand.
لماذا لا نعرف كيف هي صفات الله. بس wait wait. لأننا لم نرى الله.
Because we haven't seen Allah.
ثانيا
لكن.
Because we do not know anything similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we can describe it. Because there is nothing similar to Allah.
Because there is nothing that is equivalent to Allah.
نكمل نراه فنقص السؤال.
There is nothing similar. There is nothing equivalent to Allah that we saw it and we can measure that on Allah.
نعم السبب الثالث.
The third reason.
نعم.
That Allah did not tell us about that.
لأن ما أخبر الله ولا رسوله كيف هو حتى نقول كيف الله.
That Allah and His Messenger, He did not tell us about how He is.
ذلك شيخنا يقول رحمه الله.
That's why our Sheikh, Allah be with him, he said.
المعذور الثاني لن نتبرأ منه ونحذر منه.
The second dangerous thing that we warn from and we have to say or see ourselves from is.
التكييف.
التكييف.
أن يقول بقلبي أو لساني كيفية صفات الله تعالى كذا وكذا.
To say in the heart or in the tongue that Allah. Modality or Allah's attribute is like this and like that.
ثم قال رحمه الله.
And then he said, may Allah have mercy on him.
ونؤمن بانتفاء كل ما نفى الله عن نفسه أو نفى عنه رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we believe where everything that Allah negated to himself or his prophet negated about him.
فلما الشيخ ذكر بعض الصفات التي أثبت الله لنفسه وأثبت له رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So when the Sheikh mentioned some of the attributes that Allah has affirmed himself and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم have affirmed for him.
قال والصفات التي نفاها الله عن نفسه ننفيها عن الله.
He said that the attributes that Allah negated to himself he also negated for Allah.
قال وأن ذلك النفي يتضمن إثباتا لكمال ضده.
And this negation has to require that it has the affirming of that whatever is opposite.
بينا هذا ليس كذلك.
We clarified this, didn't we?
فقلنا الله لا يظلم.
We said that Allah does not oppress.
لماذا لا يظلم؟ لأنه غير قادر على الظلم.
Why doesn't he oppress? Because he is not able to oppress.
أم لأنه غير قابل للظلم.
Or because he doesn't have the ability to do that.
أم لشيء آخر.
Or for another reason.
لشيء آخر.
For the other reason.
وما هو؟
What is that?
Where is? ما هو ضد الظلم؟ العدل لكمال عدله.
And that is because of his perfect justice.
وهذه القاعدة كل صفة نفاها الله عن نفسه.
And this is the rule. Every attribute that Allah has negated to himself.
فهي ليست مجرد نفي.
It is not only negation.
وإنما نفي.
But it is a negation.
يدل على إثبات الصفة عكس ضد الصفة التي نفاها.
The negation that is with affirming the opposite of that attribute that he negated.
وأن ذلك النفي يتضمن إثباتا لكمال ضده.
And this negation also has to have an affirming to that which is opposite to it.
ونسكت عما سكت الله عنه ورسوله.
And we stay quiet on that Allah and His Messenger stayed quiet of.
قواعد عظيمة.
Great principles.
ما أثبت الله رسوله أثبتنا وآمنا به.
Whatever Allah has affirmed to himself, we affirm it to himself, believe in it.
وما نفاه الله ورسوله نفينا.
And whatever Allah and His Messenger negate, we negate it.
مع اعتقاد كمال ضده.
And we believe that we affirm that which is opposite to it.
وما سكت الله عنه ورسوله.
And whatever Allah is quiet upon of.
لم يرد إثباته.
There was no mention that Allah affirmed it to himself.
ولم يرد نفيه.
And it wasn't mentioned that Allah had negated to himself.
سكتنا عنه.
We will stay quiet about.
هل لله عين؟
Does Allah have an eye?
نعم نثبت لله عين.
Yes, we attribute to Allah, affirm to Allah an eye.
لأن الله عز أثبت ذلك لنفسه.
Because Allah he attributed that to himself.
وأثبت له رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And his messenger has attributed that to him too.
هل لله زوجة؟
Does Allah have a wife?
لا.
No.
لماذا؟
Why?
لأن الله نفى ذلك عن نفسه.
Because Allah negated this to himself.
هل لله لسان؟
Does Allah have a tongue?
لا نقول نعم ولا نقول لا.
We don't say yes and we don't say no.
ما سكت الله عنه ورسوله؟
Whatever Allah is quiet, stayed quiet about and didn't mention.
سكتنا عنه. حدثنا عنه.
Whatever they do, did not Allah did not mention, we don't mention it.
أعيد القواعد الثلاث.
We mentioned those three principles.
انتبهوا سأسافر وأترككم. أعيد القواعد الثلاث.
I will travel and will leave you. I will repeat those three principles.
ما أثبت الله ورسوله لنفسه.
Whatever Allah and His Messenger affirmed to Himself.
ما أثبت الله لنفسه وأثبته رسوله ربه.
And whatever His Messenger He affirmed to Him.
أثبتناه على الوجه اللائق بالله.
We affirmed it in the way that suits Allah.
وما نفى الله عن نفسه ونفى رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم عن ربه.
And whatever Allah negated and His Messenger negated about Allah.
نفيناه عن الله.
We negated about Allah.
مع إثبات كمال ضده.
With affirming the perfect opposite of that attribute.
وما سكت الله عنه ورسوله.
Whatever Allah and His Messenger did not mention.
سكتنا عنه.
We do not mention it and we stay quiet about it.
ولكن هنا ينبغي أن ننبه على مسألة هامة.
But here we have to mention something which is extremely important.
ما يتلي الإنسان يقول الله ليس له كذا وليس له كذا وليس له كذا.
A person should not come and he says Allah does not have that, Allah does not have that, and Allah does not have that.
أو ثم يذكر أعضاء جسده الله ليس له كذا أو نسكت عن كذا أو نسكت عن كذا.
And
يذكر أعضاء نفسه فيقول الله ليس له كذا أو ليس لله شعر أو نسكت عن الشعر. أو ليس لله حاجبان أو نسكت عن لا يجوز هذا.
Or a person would come and he would say, he started mentioning parts of his body and he says, Allah does not have hair, Allah does not have eyebrows. Or he says, we will stay quiet about the hair and we'll stay quiet about the eyebrows.
لا نخوض في هذا.
We don't start talking about this.
ولا نتكلم عن الله بهذا الأسلوب.
And we don't talk about Allah in that way.
لكن لو أن شخصا ما.
But if a person he came.
هو جاء وتكلم.
And he started talking to us.
قال هل لله شعر؟
And he said, does Allah have hair?
فنقول هذا الكلام الذي تقول.
We say that this is that you're mentioning.
لم يرد إثباته في كتاب الله ولم يرد نفيه.
Allah did not affirm it to Himself in His book. And Allah did not negate it about Himself.
تأدب ولا تتكلم عن الله بهذا الكلام.
Have some manners and etiquette and don't talk about Allah in that way.
لكن أي صفة نقص.
But any attribute of
ننفيها عن الله
is of imperfection, then we negate it to Allah.
لأن الله منزه عن جميع النقائص.
Because Allah He is free from all that, all imperfection.
قال ونرى أن السير على هذا الطريق فرض لا بد منه.
And he said that we see that going on that path, that is an obligation that there is no doubt about.
أي طريق؟
Which path?
طريق أهل السنة والجماعة في هذه العقيدة.
The path of أهل السنة والجماعة in this creed.
المبنية على الكتاب والسنة.
Which is based upon the book and the sunnah.
فنرى أننا يجب علينا أن نؤمن بما أثبت الله لنفسه.
So we see that we have to believe that whatever Allah affirmed to Himself.
ويجب علينا أن نؤمن بما أثبت الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لربه.
And we have to believe that the messenger of Rasulullah of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم affirmed to Himself.
ويجب أن ننفي عن الله ما نفى الله عن نفسه ونفى عنه رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And we have to negate about Allah that what He negated to Himself and the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم negated about Him.
مع إثبات كمال ضده.
With the affirmation of the perfect opposite of that.
ونرى أنه يجب أن نسكت عما سكت عنه الله ورسوله.
And we see that we stay quiet upon that Allah and His Messenger did not mention.
الشيخ يقول هذا الطريق السير عليه فرض واجب علينا.
The Sheikh is mentioning that going upon this path is an obligation upon us that we have to do.
أي ليس الأمر على سبيل الاختيار.
And that in doing you don't have the option about that.
فمن شاء يعتقد هذه العقيدة ومن شاء لا يعتقدها.
Whoever wishes he can believe in that and whoever doesn't he doesn't have to.
لأن عدم اعتقاد هذه العقيدة.
Because that is not believing in this عقيدة and this creed.
معناها تكذيب لله ولرسوله.
Meaning you are saying about Allah and Messenger they are liars.
فمن قال مثلا إذا قال الله لا حي ولا قيوم.
If a person he comes and he says Allah is not hay or no is he qayyum.
هل نقول له كذبت وكفرت؟
Do we say to him you said lies and you have committed kufr and disbelief?
أم نقول له
Or we say to him,
أما نحن فنعتقد بأن الله الحي القيوم.
As for us, we believe that Allah He is الحي القيوم.
وأنت كما تشاء.
And you are however you want.
لك وجهة نظر محترمة.
You have a point of view which is respected.
ولنا وجهة نظر محترمة.
And we have a point of view which is respected.
وكلنا حبايب.
And we all love each other.
هل نقول هذا؟
Do we say this?
أن نقول لو كذبت على الله.
And we say you lied about Allah.
كيف تقول عن الله أنه ليس بحي؟
How do you say about Allah that he is not alive, حي.
إذا قال الله ليس له علم.
If Allah said
ليس بعالم.
If a man said that Allah does not have knowledge,
هل نقول له صدقت أو لك وجهة النظر؟
Do we tell him that you said the truth or you have a point of view?
نقول ذلك.
Do we say that?
لو قيل لشخص.
If it is said to a person,
عنده شهادات ودراسات عالية.
He has high degrees.
أنت لا علم لك.
You have no knowledge.
أنت جاهل.
You are ignorant.
هل يرضى بهذا؟
Is he gonna be pleased with that?
يقول أنا الدكتور عندي شهادة دكتوراه.
He is I am the doctor. I have a PhD degree, a PhD degree.
عندي بحوث عندي كذا كذا من الجامعة الفلانية.
I have research from that specific university.
تقول ليس عندي علم؟
You say I don't have any knowledge.
فكيف نقر ذلك؟
So how can we approve that?
الذي يقول الله عليم بلا علم.
How can we approve for that? How can we approve that for the person that would say that about Allah, he does not have any knowledge.
ليس له سمع ولا بصر.
Doesn't have any hearing. He doesn't hear and he doesn't see.
ليس له وجه ولا يدان.
Doesn't have face or hands.
نحن نبرا إلى الله من هذا.
We free ourselves from this.
بل نرى أن نعتقد هذه العقيدة.
But we see that to believe in this عقيدة and this creed.
يجب علينا أن نعتقدها.
We have to believe in it.
ومن لم يعتقدها.
And whoever does not believe in it.
مع دلالة الكتاب والسنة عليها.
With the proofs of the book and the sunnah about that.
فهو إما كافر.
He is either a disbeliever.
وإما ضال ضلالا بعيدا جاهل.
Or he is misguided, a clear misguidance, ignorance.
قال ونرى أن السير على هذا الطريق فرض لا بد منه.
He said that we see that going on that path it is an obligation that we have, it is must to do.
وذلك لأن ما أثبت الله لنفسه ونفاه عنها.
And that is because whatever Allah affirms to himself or he negates.
وذلك لأن ما أثبت الله لنفسه ونفاه عنها سبحانه فهو خبر أخبر الله به عن نفسه.
And that is because whatever Allah affirms to himself and whatever he negates it, it is news that Allah has told us about himself.
وهو سبحانه أعلم بنفسه.
And glory be to him, he knows more about himself.
وأصدق قيلا وأحسن حديثا.
And his speech is the most truthful and his and whatever he says is more best.
والعباد لا يحيطون به علما بينما العباد لا يحيطون بالله علما حتى يثبت وينفع عن الله.
As for the slaves, they don't have all the knowledge about him.
وما أثبته له رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And whatever his messenger have affirmed to him صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأو نفاه عنه فهو خبر أخبر به عنه.
Or he negates about him, then it is news that he was told to him by. He was told to him about him, about Allah.
وهو أي الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم أعلم الناس بربه.
And he, in the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is the most knowledgeable among the people about his Lord.
وأنفع الخلق.
And he is the most of among the most who given an advice among the creation.
وأصدقهم وأفصحهم.
And he is the most truthful. And he is the most eloquent.
ففي كلام الله تعالى ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So in the words of Allah تعالى and His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
كمال العلم والصدق.
The most perfect knowledge and the truthful.
والبيان التوضيح.
And clarifying.
فلا عذر في رده أو التردد في قبوله.
And there is no excuse to reject it or to have any تردد. Or to be hesitant or to have any hesitation in or in accepting it.
قال فصل وهو آخر فصل يتعلق بالإيمان بالله.
فصل and that Allah chapter and that last chapter that talks about Allah.
لأن هذه العقيدة عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة كما قلنا في الدرس الأول.
Because this عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة as we said in the first lesson.
بناها الشيخ رحمه الله على أصول الإيمان الستة.
The Sheikh have based it upon the six pillars of the six pillars of iman, which
الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله اليوم الآخر والقدر.
Believing in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day and the qadr.
وما زلنا في الركن الأول وهو الإيمان بالله.
And we're still talking about the first pillar, which is believing in Allah.
وهو أهم ما في الإيمان.
And that is the most important thing in belief.
وأعظم أركان الإيمان.
And the most important in the pillars of faith, of الإيمان.
الإيمان بالله.
Believing in Allah.
وهو الذي يحتاج إلى شرح وتفصيل كما بينا.
And this is what needs the most explanation, as we said.
وبقية الأركان أمرها سهل.
And the rest of the pillars, it's easy.
الفصل الأخير من هذا المتعلق بالإيمان بالله.
This final chapter that is talks about Allah.
قال شيخنا رحمه الله وكل ما ذكرنا من صفات الله تعالى تفصيلا وإجمالا.
All what we have mentioned about the attributes of Allah in details and in general.
إثباتا أو نفيا.
Affirming and negating.
فإننا في ذلك على كتاب ربنا وسنة نبينا معتمدون.
And surely we in that we depend upon the book of our Lord and the Sunnah of our Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وعلى ما سار عليه سلف الأمة وأئمة الهدى من بعدهم سائرون.
And that the Salaf, the predecessors of the Ummah, and those the leaders of guidance, that whatever they said, and those who went on their path.
ونرى وجوب إجراء النصوص والكتاب في ذلك على ظاهرها لا نحرفها ونأخذ على ظاهرها.
And we see that it is an obligation to leave the book, the text of the Kitab, the Book of Allah and the Sunnah, the same way it is without changing the meaning. So for example, we take the general, the obvious meaning of it.
وهو السميع البصير.
That he is the سميع, the hearing, the seeing.
نقول الله عز وجل من أسمائه السميع والبصير.
We say that amongst the names of Allah, السميع والبصير.
وأنه ذو السمع وبصر.
And that he is the one with the hearing and the one with seeing.
وأنه جل وعلا يسمع ويبصر.
And that he عز وجل he hears and he sees.
ونقول عند قوله تعالى ويبقى وجه ربك.
And we say about the statement of Allah and the face of your Lord will say
أن له وجه.
That he has a face.
ونقول عند قوله تعالى بل يداه مبسوطتان.
We say about the statement of Allah that his hands are wide and that are open and
أنه جل وعلا له يدان.
That Allah he has two hands.
ونقول عند قوله تعالى وغضب الله عليهم.
And we say about the statement of Allah that the anger of Allah is upon them.
أن الله يغضب عليهم.
That Allah is angry upon them.
هذا معنى أننا نأخذ النصوص على ظاهرها.
This is what it meant by taking the text upon what the obvious meaning.
قال الشيخ رحمه الله ويجب حملها على حقيقتها.
And it is obligatory to take it upon its reality.
اللائق بالله عز وجل.
It's that suits Allah عز وجل.
ونتبرى من طريق المحرفين لها.
And we free ourselves from the path of those who change its meaning.
الذين صرفوها عن غير إلى غير ما أراد الله بها ورسوله.
And they direct the meaning to another that Allah and His Messenger did not intend.
كالذي يقولون يد الله قدرته.
They're like those who would say the hand of Allah is His power.
ويغضب الله.
And Allah gets angry.
أي يريد أن يوصل العقوبة.
Means that Allah wants His punishment to reach.
يعني الله لا يغضب.
That means Allah does not get angry.
ويرضى الله.
يرضى الله, Allah will be pleased.
معنى يريد أن يوصل الثواب.
It means that Allah wants his reward to reach.
إذن الله لا يرضى عندهم.
Allah does not please to them. Allah does not get pleased to them.
فنحن لا نفتك هذا الطريق, طريق المحرفين.
So we don't take this path, the path of those who will change the meaning.
الذين صرفوها إلى غير ما أراد الله بها ورسوله.
They direct the meaning to that Allah and His Messenger did not intend.
ونتبرى أيضا من طريق المعطلين.
And we also free ourselves.
الذين عطلوها عن مدلولها.
We also free ourselves from those who reject the meaning.
كالذي يقول الله سميع بلا سمع.
We also free ourselves from those who reject the meanings. By they reject the meanings of the words that Allah and His Messenger intended. So they would say, Sami' Allah is. Has the name Sami, but he is without hearing.
وبصير بلا بصر.
And he has the same Basir, but he doesn't have sight.
وعليم بلا علم.
And he is, has this word عليم, عليم, but he is without any knowledge.
الذي يقولون ذلك,
those who say this,
يقال عنهم المعطلة,
they are called معطلة,
الذين عطلوا الصفات عن الله عز وجل,
because they stopped, they rejected the attributes to Allah.
فالشيخ يقول لكم نبرأ من طريق المعطلين لها الذين عطلوها عن مدلولها الذي أراده الله ورسوله.
So the Sheikh says we free ourselves from the path of those people that stopped and did not accept the meaning of these names.
وأيضا نبرأ من طريق الغالين فيها.
And we also free ourselves from the path and the way of those who go to the extreme in it.
يعني الغالين يعني المبالغين.
Those who they go to the extreme.
الذين حملوها على التمثيل.
They took it upon a تمثيل likening.
أي قال الله صفات. قالوا لله صفات.
That Allah has attributes.
مثل صفات المخلوقين.
Like the attributes of His creation.
كذلك أيضا نتبرأ من الذين تكلفوا مدلولها التكييف. نعم المدلول لها التكييف. فقال الله بالكيفية الفلانية.
And we also free ourselves from those who attributed to Allah some modality. They said Allah is like that. Allah is like that.
مع أن الله سبحانه وتعالى.
Although Allah is,
لا نحيط به علما.
We don't know about him.
فلا نعرف كيفيته.
So we don't know his modality.
لم نره.
We have not seen him.
ولم نرى نظيرا له نقيس عليه إذ لا نظير له.
And we have not seen anything that is similar or equivalent to him, so we can measure it. Measure that thing to him.
ولم يأتنا خبر عن الله ورسوله بأن الله بالكيفية الفلانية.
And we didn't hear any news from Allah Azza wa Jalla that he is in that modality or way.
فنتبرأ من طريقة هؤلاء الذين يكيفون.
So we free ourselves from this way of تكييف, of those who seek that way of تكييف.
ونعلم علم اليقين.
And we know with certainty.
أن ما جاء في كتاب الله تعالى.
That whatever came in the book of Allah تعالى.
أو سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the sunnah of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فهو حق لا يناقض بعضه بعضا.
It is truth and it does not contradict one each other.
لقول الله تعالى.
As Allah says.
فلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان عندي غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا.
Don't they ponder upon the Quran and if it was from other than Allah they will find in it a lot of contradictions.
ولأن التناغم في الأخبار يستلزم تكذيب بعضها بعضا.
Because if there is contradictions in the news, then one of them is the truth and the other is lie.
وهذا محال في خبر الله تعالى ورسوله. مستحيل أن يكون في أخبار الله ورسوله تعارض وتناقض.
And this is impossible to happen about the news or from Allah and His Messenger.
ومن ادعى أن في كتاب الله تعالى أو في سنة صلى الله عليه وسلم أو بينهما تناقض.
And whoever claims that in the book of Allah Ta'ala or in the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam or between these two, the book and the sunnah, there is contradiction.
فذلك لسوء قصده نيته سيئة.
Because his intention is evil and bad.
وزيغ قلبه, قلبه فيه زيغ فيه انحراف.
And because of the misguidance of in his heart.
فليتوب إلى الله.
So he should repent to Allah.
ولينزع عن غيه وليترك هذا الضلال.
And he should leave that misguidance that he is in.
ومن توهم التناقض في كتاب الله تعالى أو في سنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أو بينهما.
And whoever occurred or he thought that there is some contradiction in the book of Allah and his the sunnah of his messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم or between them.
فذلك إما لقلة علمه علمه قليل.
And that is because of his lack of knowledge.
أو لقصور فهمه فهمه قاصر.
Or lack of understanding.
أو تقصيره في التدبر ما تدبر ما تمعن ما نظر في الكتاب والسنة.
Or lack of his pondering upon the kitab and the sunnah.
فحينئذ ماذا يفعل هذا؟
So what is a person like this? What should he do?
فليبحث عن العلم.
Then he should go and search for knowledge.
وليجتهد في التدبر.
And he strives in pondering.
حتى يتبين له الحق.
Until it is clear, until truth is clear for him.
فإن بحث فلم يتبين له.
So if he looks and he searches and it is not clear for him.
فليكل الأمر إلى عالمه فليقول الله أعلم.
Then he should leave that issue that matters to the one who knows about it. And he says الله أعلم, Allah knows best.
وليكف عن توهمه.
And he should stop thinking about whatever he's thinking about.
وليقول كما قال الراسخون في العلم الثابتون في العلم العلماء.
And he should say those who are firm in their knowledge.
آمن به كل من عند ربنا. كل القرآن من عند ربنا.
We believe in it. All of it is from our Lord. All this Quran is from comes from our Lord.
ما فهمنا وما لم نفهم. كل من عند ربنا وكله حق وصدق.
Whatever we understood and whatever we do not understand.
وليعلم أن الكتاب والسنة لا تناقض فيهما ولا بينهما ولا اختلاف.
And he should know that the kitab, the book and the sunnah, there isn't any contradiction in them.
No.
Or fair or between them, between the Quran and the Sunnah, and there is no difference.
انتهينا من الفصول التي تتعلق بالإيمان بالله.
We finished from the chapters, the sections that talks about believe in Allah.
والحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
And praise to Allah that by His bounty the good actions are finished.
ولنا شاء رجع بعد صلاة العصر.
And we'll come back after صلاة العصر.
في محاضرة وأسئلة وأجوبة.
In lecture and in some questions and answers.
Yeah.